After a lacklustre performance in the recent local government and European elections, Sinn Féin is preparing to go back to the polls in a Westminster election. It's already the biggest party of local government and at Stormont in the north. So can it do the hat trick and return more MPs than any other party, a position currently held by the DUP? To do that, it'll have to hold the most marginal seat in the UK, from Manus South Tyrone. It also has its eye on Foyle, which would mean overturning a huge majority for the SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley reports.
The corner of Enniscar, and work our way right up round to the top of Circular.
In Derry, SDLP leader Colm Eastwood and his team have arrived to canvass the people of Creggan. He took the Foyle seat from Sinn Féin in 2019. The size of the swing, giving him a 17,000 majority, was one of the shocks of the election. It prompted root and branch reform by Sinn Féin as it sought to reconnect with the electorate.
Hello, how are you?
All good.
Now it's back with a popular former mayor, Sandra Duffy, as its candidate. The 2019 election was a one-off. Colm Eastwood benefited from anti-Brexit sentiment. Sinn Féin was well into a period of Stormont collapse it had precipitated, and the electorate was getting tired of it. Things are different this time. Sinn Féin's refresh appears to have worked. It's polling well in the constituency again. But Derry-born journalist Seamus McKinney thinks the size of Colm Eastwood's majority should be enough to cushion him.
It's difficult to see Colm losing the seat. He hasn't done anything massively wrong over the last 5 years. He does command it with a massive majority. It is the very heartland of the SDLP. It's the birthplace and home of John Hume, the party found one of the founders and the party, the iconic party leader. Most people would expect the 17, and I think Colm himself would expect the 17,000 majority to go down.
Sinn Féin currently has 7 Westminster seats, making it the second biggest party in the House of Commons, behind the DUP with 8. After its disappointing performance in the local and European elections in the Republic, party president Mary Lou MacDonald was insisting it was still nailed on to make gains in Northern Ireland in this election. That confidence has been dialed down now. The talk is of defending what they have.
Sinn Féin is already the biggest party of local government and at the Stormont Assembly. It would quite like to do the treble, returning more MPs to Westminster than any other party, though clearly it doesn't take its seats. It could do that by holding on to the 7 seats it currently has and hoping that the DUP lose a couple.
For Sinn Féin to become the largest party, it has to hold for Manus South Tyrone, the most marginal seat in the UK. They retained it in 2019 with a majority of 57 votes out of the 50,000 cast. It looks like boundary changes will help this time around.
I really appreciate you coming out on the day. That
no problem.
Really important.
And we get all the family out because it's going to be a very close election.
Their candidate this time is high-profile trade unionist Pat Cullen, the former head of the Royal College of Nursing. Her selection was a surprise, replacing the former MP and proven seat winner here, Michelle Gildernew, who unsuccessfully contested an EU parliamentary seat in the Midlands North West constituency. In what's always a straight unionist nationalist battle, Sinn Féin's rival is Diana Armstrong, an Ulster unionist councillor whose family has deep roots in the party.
And what we'll do is we'll go round to Roberts and start there.
She's been given a free run by other unionists who've withdrawn from the race. On the doors, people want to talk about policies, particularly around health. But this seat will effectively be decided on a nationalist unionist headcount. Fidelma Ash is professor in politics at Ulster University.
In terms of the way people vote, they vote very differently on both sides of the border. Socioeconomic issues, issues around immigration are much more important. Housing issues, policy issues, as you said earlier, they're much more important. Whereas in Northern Ireland, what's important for many people, many voters, is that they have a party that they feel have their community interests at heart.
Sinn Féin will keep pushing in Foyle. Upper Ban is another constituency where it has future ambition and a credible chance with a split unionist vote. At present, 10 of the 18 Northern Ireland constituencies are represented by Sinn Féin, the SDLP and Alliance. If this election goes the way the pundits are predicting, the number of non-unionist seats could continue to grow.
And that is Conor McCauley reporting. It's now 29 minutes to 8. Let's get the news headlines from Susan Jackson.